Padmanabha Kunjabihari Jaya Padmanabha Kunjabihari Gopi jana balabha Girivar gari Gopi jana balabha Girivar gari Yashoda nandana bhajana vandana Yashoda nandana bhajana vandana Yamuna kiravana chari Yamuna tira banachari Jaya Rama Rama Kunjabihari Jaya Rama Rama Kunjabihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Prabhu para Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Paramahamsa Kariya, Jagacharya, Stotarasita Shushina. Ivan Vesesi Bhakti Devanti Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yes, can we be different with the choice of Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gautamanandi Samaveta Bhakti Vinna Ki. Our glory is to the assembly of Vaitis, our glory is to the assembly of Vaitis, our glory is to the assembly of Vaitis, our glory is our glory to Shri Shri Gurundeva and our glory is to Shri Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So Madam Mahanti will give class today on Canto 10, Chapter 4. Atrocities of King Kamsa, text number 19. That's on the board. Devi Bhaumani Bhutani Yathayantya Payanti Cha Nayam Atma Tathayati Shu Vipalyeti yathaiva bhu Bhuvi bhaumani bhutani Yathayantya payanti cha Nayam atma tathaiti shu Vipalyeti yathaiva bhu Bhuvi bhaumani bhutani Yathayantya payanti cha Nayam atma tathaiti shu Viparyeti tathaiva bhu
Bhuvi
bhaumani bhutani
Yathayantya payanti cha
Nayam atma tathaiteshu Viparyeti yathaiva bhu
Bhuvi
bhaumani bhutani Yathayantya payanti cha Nayam atma tathaiteshu Viparyeti yathaiva bhu Bhuvi bhaumani bhutani Yathayantya payanti cha Nayam atma tathaiteshu Viparyeti yathaiva bhu Mataji Bhumani bhutani Yathayantya payanti cha
आत्मा यथर्थेषु विपर्येति यथैव भू भुवि रामानि भूतानि यथायान्त्यपयान्ति च नायमात्मा तथैकेषु विपर्येति यथैव भू
स्टूडेंट्स
भूमानि भूतानि यथायान्त्यपयान्ति च नायमात्मा तथैतेषु विपर्येति यथैव भू
थैंक यू दैट वाज वेरी नाइस सो वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग भुवि
On the surface of the world,
Bhavamani, all material products from earth, such as, okay, go ahead,
such as pots,
Bhutani,
which are produced,
Yatha, as,
Yanti,
appear in form,
Apayanti,
Disappear,
broken or mixed with the earth.
Cha, and
na,
not.
I am Atma,
the soul or spiritual identity.
Tatha,
similarly.
Etishu,
among all these.
Products of material elements.
Viparyeti
is changed or broken.
Yatha
as.
Eva
certainly.
Bhuhu
the earth.
And now Madam Mahaprabhu will tell us the rest.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this world, we can see pots, dolls, and other products of the earth appear, break, and then disappear, mixed with the earth. Similarly, the bodies of all conditioned living entities are annihilated, but the living entities, like the earth itself, are unchanging and never annihilated. Nahanyute hanyamane sharire. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Kamsa is a demon, he had good knowledge of the affairs of Atmatattva, the truth of the self. There's a saying in the Bible, I think, or people that quote it, they say the devil's expert at quoting scripture. So, 5,000 years ago, there were kings like Kamsa, who is described as an asura, but he was better than the modern politicians and diplomats who have no knowledge about Atmatattva, as stated in the Vedas, Asangohi Ayam Purusha. The spirit soul has no connection with the changes of the material body. The body undergoes six changes: birth, growth, subsistence, byproducts, dwindling, and then annihilation. But the soul undergoes no such changes. Even after annihilation of a particular bodily form, the original source of the bodily elements does not change. The living entity enjoys the material body, which appears and disappears. But the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, remain the same. The example given here is that the pots and dolls are produced from the earth, and then broken or destroyed, they mingle with their original elements. In any case, the source of the supply remains the same. As already discussed, the body is made according to desires of the soul. The soul desires, and thus the body is formed. Krishna therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita 18:61, we can all say this together, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Videshya Junatishtati Ramana Sarva Bhutani Antyamaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated on a machine made of the material energy. Neither the super soul, Paramatma, nor the individual soul changes its original spiritual identity. The Atma does not undergo birth, death, or changes like the body. Therefore, the Vedic acronym says, he ayam purusha. Although the soul is conditioned within the material world, he has no connection with the changes of the material body. Om jnana timirandasya janajana salakaya chaksus meditanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha jayatam surito pangur mamamanda matir gati Matsarvasva Patambojo Radha Madana Mohano. So the verse in the verse Prabhupada quotes Nahanyate Hanumanri Sharira. So the whole verse is, for the soul there's neither birth nor death at any time. He does not come into being, nor does he does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. So, this is Kamsa speaking on a good day. We've heard about Kamsa. He has his good days and his bad days. So here he is speaking on a good day, and he's giving us this Atma-tattva, this knowledge. And this is a piece of the puzzle. Does anybody, you ever work with puzzles? Anybody ever put together? Yeah, you do. Okay, puzzles. So sometimes you don't know what it's going to look like at the end, but you're putting the different pieces together. So this knowledge, this is something like a puzzle. But for instance, one time when I was 18, is 18 old or young? What do you think for you? 18 is probably pretty old, huh? If you were 18 is really old, you know, they're like grown-ups. But for most of us, 18 is now really young. But anyway, when I was 18, I had a little car called a Volkswagen, and I went out of town, and my mother lent it to somebody. And when I came back, they says, it blew up. Your motor's finished. I said, oh, thanks, you know. So what did I do is I was young, 18, old, young, whatever. And I found out that there's only four bolts that hold the whole motor in on a Volkswagen. So I took the motor out, and I carried it down my basement, and I took it all apart on a sheet. I took a sheet, old sheet, and took it all apart. It's called an exploded view. So I took each one of the pieces and went ding, 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 and just moved them all out in both in all the directions from a book. And I saw, oh, it's just like a puzzle. You just take it apart. And then I got the new parts, and I went ding, 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 and I put it all back together, put it in the car. There's something about these puzzles that's a little different. They're supposed to do something when you put them together. Right? If you put the whole motor back together again, it's supposed to do something. So where is that function in the motor? Which piece is it that makes it work? You know, you turn the key. It actually did start. I was very happy about that. But but what was it? Where was that part, that extra element that makes it work? You know, how is it? I had all the pieces, and you put them back together in the puzzle, but this puzzle actually works. So which piece was it that makes it work? Was it the carburetor? Was it the head? Was it the piston? Well, the spark plug. Okay. So that I was thinking back then, what is it that makes this work? Besides all the different, I was also very surprised and happy at the time that it actually worked. You put all the pieces together and it worked. So here this atmatattva about these, this is a piece of the puzzle that we're figuring out how to get this human form of life to work. You're going to spend your time, we have time, it goes by every day, and we spend it, we occupy our time doing something. So what you occupy your time doing, that's called your occupation. So if you do your occupation correctly, according to the instructions that are given to us, then you get it to work. You develop an attraction for hearing about Krishna. All occupational duties are simply a waste of time if they don't provoke an attraction for hearing the message of Krishna. So how we spend our time is very important to get the puzzle. So this is one of the pieces of the puzzle. Actually, all those parts of the motor were important. You can't run it without the spark plugs, without the carburetor, without the pistons. So when you put everything together correctly, something else can happen. So we're putting these pieces together, and this is called atmatattva. So I thought of this other verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, actually, I'll read one right before that one, too. I can't miss this one. Because this also relates to, does anybody ever have some times where things don't go exactly the way you want them? Oh, yeah, okay. We have one person here that does that. Okay, the rest of us, actually, I think we could probably all say it. So those difficulties, when they get intense, they're called miseries. That's when it's really bad. So it says, the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to them. You know what superfluous means? Anybody know what that one means? No. This side probably knows. How about that side? It means it doesn't really affect you. It's external. And here they're talking about this atmatattva, this philosophy of understanding the soul is different from the body, which is a piece of the puzzle, this human form of life, that we're supposed to figure out and get it to work before it's over by occupying our time correctly. Today we're doing something correct. I was thinking myself, so many times I do stuff wrong. Has anybody been ever told that what you did was wrong? That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Sometimes wrong is right, and sometimes right is wrong. You can't always tell. Just like there's a policeman and a judge. They both know what's right and wrong, but the policeman can't quite discriminate. So if he does something he's not sure about, he'll bring it, he'll tell you to go to see the judge, and he'll have the finer elements. So sometimes something's right is wrong, sometimes wrong is right. Would you like an example of that? I was 8 years old. I was doing things wrong a lot. I could never figure it out. But anyway, we went to a library. Now, do you know the number one rule in a library? Don't talk. Don't make any noise. Things don't change. I'm 63 now, but I still get, don't talk. There's times when it's not japa period, especially. You're not supposed to talk in japa, so the japa police come by and remind me not to. But anyway, here I was in the library, and I already got two warnings. They said, no more talking. Okay, no more talking. And then I talked again. So they told me, that's it. If you do it one more time, you're going to the office, and we're going to call your mother. 8 years old. Okay, I'm going to really try this time. I knew now not to talk. So about 20 minutes later, I was doing pretty good. I looked over, and there was a waste paper basket that was on fire. It caught fire. Says, am I supposed to say or not? I may go to the office. They may call my mother. If I don't say it, the place could burn down. And I said, well, that may not be a big... Well, I was thinking, I was going... So first I went by, you know, I tugged on the teacher. I said, you know. I'm tugging and tugging. They're saying, no, no. So finally, what are you supposed to do? Is it better to be right for the wrong reason or wrong for the right reason? You know, so what are you supposed to do in a circumstance? What would you do? What would you do if it happened to you? Oh, yeah, what would you do?
I would tell.
Yes, but you could get in trouble. Okay, so I took that chance myself, and I says, there's a fire in the trash can. And they went over, and it was starting to get going because there's already a little time delay there figuring out what to do. And they put the fire out. However, there's different kinds of people in this world. So the person said, you did talk again. All right, so now I'm thinking, I'm really confused. You know, this should have, you know, but there's the people that you did it wrong. You're going to, we said three times, that's it, you know, and you did it. I said, but this was a special circumstance, isn't it? You know, I'm not going to let the school burn down. But anyway, when I went to the office, I said, there is times that you have to make these decisions. So there's even some people, they can't discriminate. You made a mistake. It was your third time. You had to go to the office, which I knew exactly where it was. In fact, it was, if I saw somebody walking in the hall and they said, where's the office? Oh, I know. So anyway, we are learning what's right and what's wrong. And this atmatattva knowledge is giving us this information, like I was reading, the material miseries of the living entities, which are superfluous to him, they're outside of him, can be directly mitigated. You know, mitigated, anybody know that one? Mitigated means it won't happen anymore. No more miseries anymore. How do you do that? Anybody like to do that? Have all your material miseries mitigated? Sounds good to me. I took it. It says, by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled the Vedic literature, which is in relationship to the supreme truth. And it's interesting that the word's hyphenated here because it's at the end of the sentence. So it's S-U, Su, and then on the next line it's Prem. So Su Prem. Maybe just a coincidence. Anyway, so this type of knowledge has more to the puzzle than just this atmatattva. So there's different kinds of knowledge. So this verse here, which is very nice, it talks about another kind of knowledge called rasa jnanam. You know what rasa jnanam is? It talks about this rasa jnanam. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade. It's kind of nice, huh? The way it sounds. It's very poetic, this writing in the Bhagavatam. It says, rasa jnanam, swadu, swadu, pade, pade. Anybody know what that means? Oh, all right. It says, this knowledge has a flavor to it, a taste. It's not dry knowledge. Some knowledge, it's just dry. But this knowledge is full of juice. The actual verse, the whole verse is, we never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for this transcendental relationship with him relish hearing his pastimes at every moment. So what that actually meant is this, the knowledge of this flavor, swadu means relishing, very palatable at every step. So the next part of this puzzle was how to get it running, how to get this knowledge, which is a piece of the puzzle.
Oh, it's already 8:30. I was just getting to the good part. Hare Krishna.
Well, how do you get it running? Just like when I went and I turned the key and it started, there's a whole nother thing that happens. Once it starts, you can go places. So this knowledge, what happens when you get all the pieces in place and all the right arrangements, another aspect happens. Of course, you have to add some fuel. So the fuel, anybody know what the fuel is? Well, there's lots of different names for it. Let's call it anukulena, this favorable service. So this surrendering process, this knowledge, this is knowledge. So knowledge is some of the pieces. These different pieces are knowledge. And when you get all the pieces in place, it starts. There's different ways to get all the pieces in place. Sometimes it takes many, many births. 719. 719? What's that? Nobody knows 719? Yeah. After many, many births, one who's actually got all their knowledge in a row, in the pieces together, then what do? It produces another effect. Surrender. However, if you don't have all the pieces in place, then the result is Maya. Maya aprajnana. That's what, two verses before, is it? 7:16? Something like that. Oh, I got a Bhagavad Gita right here. Shruti dharna. So, it says, 7:16. That's the good one. 7:15. It says, here's what happens to their knowledge. It says, those miscreants, who are grossly foolish, the lowest of mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion. So imagine you have all your treasures, you built all this big treasure, and somebody comes by and takes it. How disturbing that would be, wouldn't it? Have all your knowledge stolen. But here we have Kamsa, who has this nice knowledge. He's speaking, it's a good day for Kamsa, so he's speaking very nice knowledge, but the result of the knowledge was stolen by illusion. So Krishna, he explains to us how to keep that knowledge, how it goes away and how you can keep it. You have to keep it focused. And he says you use your intelligence to keep it there. But that works for the most part. It doesn't work in all circumstances, because with your knowledge, if you, with your intelligence means you can see what's going to happen next. That's one definition that I like for intelligence. You can see what's going to happen. So this knowledge is telling you what all the different parts are, and the intelligence is how to see how it works. And as you, if you contemplate an object of the senses, then you misuse your intelligence. You misuse your free will. So the free will was off track, and it's now become contaminated by the material atmosphere, polluted. Who's to say? Presently, our consciousness is polluted by the material atmosphere. So he tells us how to see it correctly. See everything as Isha Vaishya Dham Sarvam. No alternative for this way for man. So I had pictured, if you had somebody come in who had chains on them, you see they put leg chains. In the old days they used to put a big ball and chain. That became a cartoon after a while, but the idea is that you see somebody's all chained up and they're very hard to move, and then they give them a jacket to put on, and in this jacket, oh, that was another story. I once went to put on my pajamas, and after I put them on, I said, ooh, what's that? And I took them off right away. The ants got in them. You have ants in your pants, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. They were hanging up there, and the ants got in there. So imagine if you couldn't take them off. You're chained up. You have clothes on that are biting you. What an uncomfortable condition. So this material body is not much different than that. We're chained up, and 1, 2, 20? Anybody know the numbers? I got a book. 1, 2, 20 is, this is 1, 3, 20. Go back. It's so nice to have Shruti Dars here. Or Shastra people. No, it's not the Riya Granthi verse. I can't even see the numbers anymore. 1, 2, 20 is talking about this chain. It says, I'll back it up a little bit. As soon as, this is 19, as soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion, ignorance, such as lust and desire, hankering, disappear from the heart. Hankering. You know what hankering is? Anybody know what hankering is? You need something else, and you need more of it. So, such as lust, desire, hankering, disappear from the heart. Thus, the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. Okay, next verse is, thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge. You know what positive scientific knowledge is called? What's the word they use for that? Prabhupada always translates it the same. Vigyan. So the vigyan, that's it, it's working. You got it started. It's now you're getting this realizations coming in. All the gates are loomed with knowledge. And it's working. Your consciousness, pragya, it's expanding. The knowledge is expanding. And one actually sees the body, the mind, separate from himself. He's got a new place to stand. That's in the purport of 13.5 Bhagavad Gita. Talks about this other place that he can watch. Can't see the forest through the trees when you're in the forest, but if you go above the forest, then you see it all. So this prigya is when the surrender is working. He has this positive scientific knowledge of the person I've got it in such liberation from material association. Ah, it was the next verse I was getting to. That's the one I was looking for, 21. Thus, the knot in the heart, yeah, you got it, right? Sorry there. Was pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated. The chains of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as the master. So one gets all those... When all the pieces of the puzzle, this, 9-2, Rajavidya Rajaguyam, all these knowledge, when all the pieces very confidentially get put together correctly, it starts. And the realizations never stop, actually, after that, because realizations is in one context. The other context is this rasa jnanam. It's... there's something else taking place. And then the chain of fruitive action, it chained up. You can see he kind of looked downtrodden. He's walking along with these chains and thing. Everything, he's being bitten with the suit that he's got on. He's just a wretch. So in this material world, the soul's eternal. It never is born, it never dies. But look at the condition we're in now. But we're giving this, we call it a Guru Krishna Prasade. What a substance that is. Where can you get that substance, that Guru Krishna Prasade? That's very special, imported. It's not from around here. And if you get just a little seed of that, you take very good care of it, and it grows right out of this world. So I'll read the verse again about Kamsa telling us about a couple pieces of the puzzle that we'll put together, get the machinery operating correctly, go into the stage where everything is realized, and go back home, back to Godhead, to be eternally connected with Krishna, enjoying our eternal relationship, Sat Chit Ananda. In this world, we can see the pots, dolls, and other products of the earth appear, break, and disappear, mixing with the earth. Similarly, the body of all conditioned living entities are annihilated, but the living entity, like the earth itself, are unchanging and are never annihilated. So that is this body, Durlabha Manasa Janma. That's the only part I remember. I was going to ask him, but I forgot. That was the verse for Guru Kulas when I was... Yeah. Dharma Bhuti. That this human form of life, Durlabha, it's very hard to get. Durlabha Manasa Janma. And although it's temporary, like other pots, dolls, and other products of this earth, it's meaningful because in this life you can perform devotional service, and even a little bit of devotional service is permanent. It's 240. It's no loss or diminution. So we have this body, which is compared to a boat. And in this boat, we've got a really good captain, favorable breezes, and we're crossing over the ocean of material existence by His grace. That's another verse. You know the verse? We met your grace, the captain of our ship, by providence. Okay, questions come. Oh,
yeah. Got one. That one verse you quoted about. On the one verse you quoted about, one realizes the self as the master.
21.
Is that a capital S or a small S?
They work together. The way that it says in this verse, they push guard. You know that if it's small. Yeah, it's a small S in the translation. Yeah, he realizes that he has independence. Now he has the full knowledge to recognize how to use it. Such a responsible position. Where you say, can you handle the truth? How you're not this body. If you think about that you're this body, you'll be forced to act helplessly. Any one of the senses the mind focuses on carries away a man's intelligence, even of discrimination. So it's not enough just to have intelligence. You have to have the surrender to stay under the good graces of the spiritual master, Yesha Prashada Bhagava Prashado. So if you please the spiritual master, then when the senses present their propaganda to you, I asked Krishna Kripa about that once, the one that's now in the preaching center, the verse 270, said, the incessant flow of desires, one who's undisturbed by the incessant flow of desires are entering like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled, but still in itself, he alone achieves peace, not the person who tries to satisfy such desires. So I said, so what do you say to your mind when it comes up with something? And he says, been there, done that. That's what he said. So you can see like a time-lapse photography. I remember growing up, that was the new thing where they would show a little sprout come out of the ground and then it would blossom in and then it would close back up and then it would just fall apart. So you get to see the whole program. Okay, here's what will happen. And then the Bhagavatam has so many of these stories, lifetime after lifetime. Somebody's meditating, and then they see a fish, then they go through a whole other cycle, and they say, oh, boy, did I waste time. And then he pulls it together. We had Judd Barad, a little inattention. So time after time, we're starting to get this time-lapse photography in our mind that, okay, you have this desire, but let's think it through once. Where will this go? What are the different stages it's going to go through? And then our brahmachari, Krishna Kripa, he says, been there, done that. So when you see it all, it's a package. It's not just what you see is what you get. It's a whole package. Is that all right? There was something else? Oh, Tariqa.
It's personal. You had prior mechanical experience when you assembled that engine?
Could you say it again? I couldn't understand what you said.
Did you have prior mechanical experience?
Oh, when I was little, I used to take everything I could find apart. What makes this thing work? But usually, right after that, it never did again. Not only did I not find what was working, but I stopped it from continuing to work. But as I got older... So, when I was 10, I got a little go-kart, and I took that apart, and I got that back together for a while before I modified it. I Madonna-fy things, and it blew up. So I always liked to do it, but then I found when I went to college that it transferred over to philosophy. How does this world work? You know, how does everything work? And then ultimately, Krishna, he's so good at what he does. You know, he, whatever interest you have, he'll have that connect to him. So ultimately, I got to the point where, like we were talking about right and wrong, I said, well, what's right for the cat, it's killing the mouse. Isn't there an object? Because I asked a lot of people about right and wrong when I was taking philosophy, and these people, they didn't have a clue what was going on. I got so upset that they're all just cheaters, and if you ask them a question submissively, and they can't tell you, it was, you know, like I said, well, what's right and wrong? He said, whatever you make of it. I said, I was a mechanic. You can't put spark plugs in a trunk. They go, everything is working a particular way. How can you say that? You know, I said, you don't know. Why don't you be at least honest? You know? So, by that time, I actually had schooling. I took courses in school. But I found out I really wasn't interested in working. I was only interested in trying to find out how things work because I worked for a while and I thought, oh, this is no good.
Yeah, in this verse, Yatravitam Rasa Gyanam. Sadhu Sadhu Padepade?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Actually, the sages, they had asked to Sutta Goswami earlier that you should speak in such a way, because earlier they described Mandasumanda Matiyo, Mandabhagya Hiu Badruta. There are so many people who are unfortunate, everything. We gathered here to do this yajna for the benefit of all these people of Kali Yuga. So you need to speak something that's going to benefit all of these people who have not this any good qualifications. But at the same time, we want you to speak in such a way, yach trinvatam rasagyanam, those who are rasagya, who understand ras, swadu swadu padevade, that they can taste in every verse you say, they'll be able to taste ras. So it's amazing that Suta Goswami, having heard from Shukadeva Goswami, he spoke in such a way that everybody from the lowest person all the way to the highest person got exactly what they needed to become completely happy by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
And I think Prabhupada captured that ability. You know, how he, whoever was listening, he said, it was just like he was talking to me. You know, and all kinds of, and of course, you were probably referring to, he says, people who have finished with material happiness, they're qualified to hear. But for the rest of us, what are we supposed to do? So he says, he made that adjustment for it, because otherwise it was just for the Paramahansas. But just by hearing this, you become a Paramahansa. So that's very nice. Well,
thank you.
Oh, I didn't see.
Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
We see sometimes, and here's another example, that various asuras like Hiranyakashipu, they spoke Vedic knowledge when Hiranyaksha was killed, and Kamsa is speaking Vedic knowledge here. But, you know, Vedaischa sarver aham eva vedya vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. That if Krishna is to be known by this Vedic knowledge, and we see these examples of asuras who are speaking Vedic knowledge, but they have no favorable seva-vritti towards Krishna, has there been any discussion as to why they haven't come to the conclusion that Krishna is the object of all Vedic knowledge?
Well,
I just
had one thing before that, is this, Kamsa was, look how much mercy he got. He got touched by the lotus foot of Durga. And Krishna personally touched him with his hands. I think they were in a fist bump. Go ahead.
I just read in, Vishnu Chakravarti exactly gives this several times, and we've heard it before, that along the Ganga, there's so many nice trees growing, but there's also poisonous trees. And they're also taking energy from Ganga. So they're taking it, he's taking from some Veda, Vedanta, whatever, but poison is being nourished. Kevalam Vishabhardhanam, Payopanam Bhujanganam, if you feed a snake, nectar, it's nectar. Vedas maybe, there's a lot of nectar, but he's becoming poison. So Kamsa is also taking, but he's poisonous. Exactly, used that in reference, I read it in one of the, what's that, Sarta Darshan.
And then also about Kamsa, there's Narada Muni even glorified him too. He said that he can remember Krishna so intensely. I wish I couldn't remember Krishna that intensely. You know, so the devotees, Krishna's giving people what they want, but at the same time, he's very tricky. He got Kamsa in the end, right? He got it. So nobody really gets away. You're forcibly dragged, but you can go, what do they say, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
Also, it's mentioned that during that time, Vedic kings like Ravan, like Hiranyakasipu, Kamsa, they have Sanskriti. Sanskriti means culture. So in Vedic culture, people knew sastra. You could not be a king if you did not know Vedic sastra. How you know what to do? But they didn't have bhakti, which is the conclusion. And in this verse, Vedasthasavai Hameva Vejo, Vedantakrit Vedavidevacham, three things are being mentioned. That person who is the knower of the Vedas means Ashraya Jatya. Because who knows Vedas are devotees, for real. By the Vedas I am to be known means Vishaya Jatya, it means Krishna. Vyasadeva is Vedanta Krit. He compiled the Vedas. That's why Shiva had some doubt when Parvati asked him, oh, what's the story with Vyasadeva? He said, Aham Vedmi, Shuko Vedi, Vyasaveti Navetiva. I don't know which angle he's coming from. Because he's empowered by God, but at the same time he's like a devotee. So we don't know what his situation is. So anybody who is concluding by the Vedas that Krishna's God, he has to have taken shelter of the personified Ashraya Jatya, a devotee. That's why that verse is there, two kinds of Bhagavat. Eka Bhagavata, Bhagavata Sastra, or a Bhagavat, Bhagavad Bhakti Rasa Patra. So it must be take shelter of a devotee. Kamsa never did like that. And whenever he did, like the mercy of Vasudevaki, that time he's speaking very great. As soon as he gets back to the association of Jarasandha and others, immediately his mind changed again.
Well, that brings up one more point about the crystal or sponge. Whatever sponge, what's a sponge have in it? Whatever it's been soaking in. So jivas or crystals or sponges, just like that, they just reflect whatever's next to them. You know, you drive down the street and you see the reflection, oh, the reflectors at night, it looked like they're on. So we reflect our association. So that's, I was going to look up that verse, but I ran out of time, that the most important principle of devotional existence is association, whether you're in the beginning, middle, or advanced. It's always taking good association.
So I was going to mention that in that string of verses ending with Bijite Vidya Grantis, I think for Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogita, that's what, 17 or 18?
Oh, okay. Back right in
that verse, particularly, that verse is Divyanga. Thankfully, he knew that that was on that tape, but Prabhupada is so angry that when he quoted this, they were doing the Guru Puja in Henry Street in 74, and then he was saying, do you know the meaning? You do not know the meaning. Of course, there was some far-out stuff going on in the temple at that time, and Prabhupada is so angry that you're seeing Guru Charana Padma, then he quoted Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, Bhagavad Bhakti. He said, you cannot get Bhagavad Bhakti without the person Bhagavat. But if you're making all kind of intrigue and diplomacy, you won't get it. So that comes first, that verse. You have to approach the Bhagavad Bhakti, Bhagavad Pradhan.
And then you'll get an affinity for hearing the Bhagavatam. And then that affinity for hearing turns into an urge, and the urge takes out your material desires.
Mukta sangha shijayate. And then you get liberated.
So it's a whole process, yeah.
One more.
I don't mind. This is where I'm.
So
I'm in trouble again.
This kind of brings up the whole point of Vigyata Sukriti. You know, if we can get someone to perform some pious activity, give a donation, take some prasadam, then they won't have to go down the path that Kamsa went down, where he, you know, even. I don't know, there wasn't really so much evidence of him being tricked into doing something pious, but that's where we get our benefit, keep us from being demons.
Well, that trick, that's the intelligence of the devotee. He's always thinking of how to trick. And Krishna is he's glorified as being one of the best trickster. But his devotees also figure out ways to trick everybody. Take this prasadam, you know. It's sweet, it's nice. Jai, all glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.